Good morning. By God's help, we're going to share some thoughts on raining. And we need His help today. So would you join us as we ask God to bless? Our Heavenly Father, thank You for this great salvation. It's awesome, powerful, outstanding, wonderful, and raining is part of it. And we thank You, Lord, today. Lord, thank You for the wonderful power of God that enables individuals to reign in this life. Now we need Your blessings today. Would You bless each thought, bless each person here, that we might all go home with a blessing. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Raining. We have a song in our hymnal, if you'll turn to it, page 200. The title of it is, Reigning in This Life. Do you triumph, O my brother, over all this world of sin? In each storm of tribulation, does your Jesus reign within? One we hail as King immortal, He did earth and hell subdue, and bequeathing us His glory, we are kings anointed too. Shall we then by sin be humble? Must we yield to any foe? No, by heaven's gift we're reigning over all this world below. Oh, what grace and high promotion that in Jesus I should be, raised from sin to royal honor, even reigning, Lord, with Thee. All this world is blissful sunshine. Earth is subject at our feet. Heaven pours its richest blessings round our throne of love complete. Then we'll sing and shout the story of the wondrous blood divine. Full salvation, glory, glory, I am reigning all the time. I am reigning, sweetly reigning, far above this world of sin. In my blessed, loving Savior, I am reigning in this life. It is God's sincere desire that His people reign in life. And the different things was mentioned there of reigning. And in Romans, the scripture that was given there, Romans 5 and 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundant grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. I'm going to repeat this verse. For if by one man's offense death reigned, by one much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Now this scripture gives the definite will of God that those who have received grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign. Now, in the Old Testament, they didn't have what the New Testament individuals do have, but they still had power to reign. And there are numbers of examples in the New Testament of those that had power to reign. Paul, for instance, was a convicted terrorist, and he turned to God and received the Holy Spirit, and he had developed into a spiritual giant, and he had power to reign over a thorn in the flesh. Now, if you've been pricked by a pin, safety pin, it hurts, don't it? Maybe a little blood comes out. And thorns or cuckle burrs or sticky things, if they get down into the meat of your flesh, your literal flesh, it's uncomfortable. And if you have an ability to get a needle or something and get that thorn out of your flesh, you do that. Or continue to be uncomfortable with it. And Paul was uncomfortable with this thorn. Whatever it was, he was uncomfortable with it. And we'll have time in heaven to ask him what that thorn was that was so annoying and unpleasant for him to bear with. And so he did probably what he did for other things. He prayed about it. And maybe the first time he prayed, he thought, well, it'll be gone. But it wasn't. So, he thought, I'll pray again. And maybe he thought, surely this time, this thorn will be taken from me. And so he did pray, and same thing, it remained. Well, maybe he really fasted and prayed the next time, in earnest about it probably. Maybe somewhat desperate, but at any rate, still the problem wasn't resolved. But God gave him grace, let him know that his grace was sufficient, and as far as I know, he had power to reign over the thorn until the day they severed his head from his body. Paul reigned over his thorn. So may God help us that we can reign over unpleasant, uncomfortable things in life also. David, he lived under the Old Testament, but he was able to reign over criticism. If you remember the story about how Israel and the Philistines were not friendly. They were enemies. And the Philistines of the soldiers of the Philistines was on one mountain, there was a valley, and another mountain where Israel's army was. Well, David's brothers were in the army of the Israelites, and David, being a shepherd boy, was at home, but his father wanted him to go check on his sons. And so David was obedient, and he went to where his brothers was. While he was there, this Goliath, a champion, which means that all of his opponents he had been victorious over, and he was a champion. And so he was able to put fear in the hearts of the soldiers of Saul, and he was there that time, and David inquired and found out the problem, and he was eager to have something happen. Well, his brother, in Samuel, the 17th chapter, and the 28th verse, we'll read there. I think I'll read the 27th. And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. Eliab anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? So, this criticism by his older brother, if David had taken the attitude, I'll just go back to my sheep and whatever happens, happens. But he reigned over criticism. Yes. And in his heart, he had obeyed his father. And he was moved. Was what was going on there. And he did not let the criticism of his brother stop him from what needed to be done. And it was a crucial time in this event. God wanted David to be an instrument, a tool that he could use to bring deliverance. And if he would have pouted and went back to the sheep, the battle wouldn't have been won. Criticism is something perhaps that you have to overcome sometime in life to be able to go on disregarding and reigning over the criticism that's been given to you and go on and face the battle and win the victory. Reign over criticism that is. Have you ever wondered what Elab, however you say his name, said after David stood with the head of Goliath? If he ate any humble pie. Have you ever wondered just what he thought about David's victory? And you think he went up and said, David, you're a greater person than me. I apologize. I apologize for what I said to you. It don't give any record of whether he apologized, said he was sorry, and he embraced David and thanked him for him not allowing that criticism to interfere with the victory, the great victory. That was a great victory they had over the whole Philistine army. And so, if you're criticized, seek God's help to reign over it. Yes. And to win the battles that is before you. So, he was able to reign. Job was able to reign over losses of wealth. He had an avalanche of, well, before Satan was able to get to him, he had wealth, he had a large family, a wife, and as far as I know, his health was good. But things turned. He got an avalanche of trouble. His wealth was taken. His servants, many of them lost their lives. 10 children was killed in a tornado. There was the loss of health, that he was covered with boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. But after he lost his earthly possessions, he was able to say, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And it was from his heart. He was speaking the truth from his heart. And God stood behind Job and blessed him. And he reigned over losses, family, wealth, health, and the support of his wife when she told him or asked him, "Why don't you curse God and die?" He lost the support of his wife. But in all of that, Job did not lose his integrity with God. He reigned over all of these things. And maybe he had pain from the boils that was on his body and oozing out corruption. And he was in quite a dilemma, but he reigned over his circumstances to the point, and his friends misunderstanding. It's another thing to be victorious and reign over his misunderstandings. And so all of that together, Job was able to reign. Another example that we have is John the Beloved. In old age, he reigned over old age, and he reigned over being on an island separated from fellow believers, and he wasn't having a pity party out there on that island by himself. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And the Lord revealed himself in a way that he hadn't to any other individual before or after. Give him the book of Revelations, and he was able to reign over all of his unpleasant circumstances. He was a mortal being. And yet he had within him the ability to reign over the things that was unpleasant. Others, Joseph reigned over temptation as he was tried. Well, I don't know if it was really a temptation, but he reigned over being caught in a wrong situation. He actually fled the scene due to his actions of avoiding something very serious, sin. He was put in prison. He went through a lot, but in all of it, he was still reigning over his circumstances. Brother Lauren, could you shut that back there? That he was reigning over his unpleasant circumstance, and God enabled him to be able to be a blessing to many people. Reigning over unpleasant circumstances and temptations can enable a person to be a blessing to many people. Be encouraged. Today, reigning is what God wants his children to do. And the song says, must we yield to any foe? No, by heaven's gift we're reigning over all this world below. My cousin Vicky has that awful place on her. But she's still reigning. She's not sitting at home pouting. She's not giving in to negative thoughts. And God has helped her to be reigning over this physical affliction. Our bodies get things on them, happen to them, that even by the discomfort or pain, and pain is something to reign over, isn't it? But through the power of God, it is possible. Our sister Nelda reigned over a great disability. Her muscle power has receded so greatly. She is so limited in what she could do. If you put her out there, she couldn't walk a step. If you offered $1 million, she could not do it. And the Lord brought her back from a stroke, unconsciousness, injury. And she had a song. And now I have flung myself recklessly out. Sing that verse, will you? Number 55, that was Sister Nelda's song. And she had flung herself out. And God has blessed her so much that she's in Wichita, Kansas today. Can you sing that verse? Smile, a shout. Hallelujah. Now, I've passed the rough rocks. I've thrown myself out as a chip. And I passed the rough rocks with a smile and a shout. Yes. And I just let my Savior do His will. Well, Brother Ron sitting back there, and has she reigned through this? She's reigned very much. And she's just a mortal being reigning over numbers of handicaps. She hasn't been able, or she isn't driving now, but she has been blessed so much and reigning. May God help us today. To be able to reign, whatever our foes are, to reign in life. And Moses, thank God that he was able, in his era of time, to refuse luxury, to refuse pleasures of sin. It only was for a season. You know, sin can grip the hearts and minds of people that get content to live in them. Most people live all their lives in sin and die in sin. But Moses, he had a spiritual insight. And I don't know what all of his thinking was, but if you live in sin and enjoy the pleasures of it, say for 100 years, and then be lost forever in eternity, yes, end in a lake of fire, the rich man in torment was in much distress, was just a flame, a fire. But in that day of judgment, when he's cast into the lake of fire, it'll be a lake of fire instead of just a flame. Well, Moses chose not that direction. He chose to suffer afflictions with the people of God. What an insight he had. If he would have been king of Egypt, he could have had wine, women, servants, things the king can demand and get for their pleasure. But he laid all of that aside. and he suffered afflictions with the people of God, and he reigned over the pleasures that could have been God through sin. So he reigned. One more. Corrie Ten Boom tells her how she reigned over unforgiveness. She was in a prisoner of war camp with her sister. And in this camp, there was a mean guard. Well, the war ended, and Corrie was speaking at a place, and she looked out into the assembly, and there sat that guard. In that prisoner of war camp, her sister Betsy died. They were treated bad. They didn't have adequate food. And her sister died there in that camp. Of course, memories were etched in Corrie's mind. They were made to be unclothed before these guards. How humiliating that must have been. Well, she saw that guard out there in that assembly. And after the speech she was given, he made his way up to her, held out his hand, and Corrie had a problem with unforgiveness. Yes. But right there, God blessed her to be able to forgive him. Yes. She extended her hand. He had explained to her that he had become a Christian, and God had forgiven him. But he wanted her to forgive him. And right there on the spot, God did that for her. Reigning over unforgiveness, we must do it. Regardless to the hurt or the injury. Another one. Brother Marty tells of a woman that somebody purposely threw acid in her face. Maybe you've heard him tell it. The man was apprehended, and she was in turn given the opportunity to do the same to him. But she couldn't do it. Oh, forgiveness is so much more beautiful than unforgiveness. It can heal. It can bless. Oh, it's something to reign over unforgiveness. We must do it to get, if we don't, it's spiritual suicide. We got to forgive, reign over unforgiveness. Caleb, this come to my mind too. He reigned over old age. Pray for me that I can reign over old age. In December the 13th, if the Lord spares my life, I'll be 81. Caleb at 85 wanted to take a mountain that giants dwelled in. And God gave him that mountain. Those giants exited. And Caleb and his family lived in that mountain. May God help us. Whatever, if it's impatience or whatever we need to reign over, if it's unfair treatment, whatever, May God help us that we'll be able to reign in this life, not through ourselves, but through the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus our Savior, that we can reign in life as Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, was able to forgive those who were throwing rocks, and those rocks were beating out his very life, yet he could forgive, and he was able to go into God's paradise. Jesus was mistreated, cruelly spit in, and slapped and beaten, but he was full of the Holy Ghost. And he reigned over all of his enemies. The Lord keeps bringing thoughts to me. But at any rate, may God bless us to reign in life.